If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with neighbors who've been participating in the Portland Restorative Listening Project. We've been talking to the project's organizers, Judith Mowry and John Kanda. Now we're going to be joined by two people who've been participating in these meetings. Lisa Manning's a lifelong resident of Northeast Portland. She's participated in several meetings of the group. Terry Masters just sold his home in Northeast Portland. He was part of what many considered the gentrification of the neighborhood. They're with us now from Portland. Welcome to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
I wanted to ask each of you, Lisa and Terry, why you decided to participate in these conversations. Terry, did you want to start? I mean, I'm not sure it's the easiest sell to say, you know, you've moved into this neighborhood, you've got a great house that you love, and now we'd like to have a conversation about the harm. I don't know if that's an easy sell.
I was expecting that question. It is true I moved into the Northeast neighborhood seeking diversity, just like John and Judith have talked about. We were pretty clueless about the gentrification, only hearing what our realtor said about the potential gain in property values. Anyway, we loved this house. We moved into it. We fixed it up. We started getting to know our neighbors. We wanted to know diverse people, but we weren't taking the initiative to actually seek them out. So I'm certainly one of those well-meaning whites. Am I effective? I don't know, but I intend to be. And my selling my house, our house in this neighborhood, is an attempt to use those resources to apply to what I think are the larger underlying issues, that racism is not just the problem, it's a symptom of larger problems that are endemic in our society. Those are the ones I want to address.
I want to hear more about that. But first, I want to bring Lisa into the conversation. Tell me, why did you want to participate in these conversations? How did you get involved?
Well, Michelle, I thought that the idea of being a black resident, you know, of Northeast Portland, it's not, you know, we've talked about gentrification and talked about it for years. I thought it was intriguing that we would actually have the opportunity to tell our story with white people listening. And really listening. Like I said, we've talked about it for years. I can say honestly that I've never felt like we were actually heard.
And Lisa, you had to leave the neighborhood, right? Because you got priced out. Isn't that about right?
Yeah, I was downsizing, decided on my own to sell my home, but my intention was to stay, you know, in the community that I was born and raised in, and found that I couldn't find anywhere that was comparable to the mortgage I was paying.
So how did talking about that change anything for you? Because you still had
to
leave, right?
And that's interesting. Yeah, I still moved, and I live over across the bridge in Vancouver, Washington. And that's one of the things that I've said, that you can't unring a bell once it's been rung. Do I expect anything to change? No. I just wanted to have my say. I just wanted somebody to understand how that felt to me, and that it's hurtful, and that I grieve the loss of my community.
What do you hope will result from these meetings, since you've already sadly had to leave the neighborhood where you were raised?
And I'm actively seeking, trying to come back. And I think what I want people to see and to understand, it's almost like this myth of diversity. People move into Northeast Portland thinking that, you know, I want to move there because it's diverse. And the fact of the matter is, because of gentrification, a lot of what made us in the community doesn't even exist. So you're moving into a community to be diverse, and all the people that you want to be around aren't going to be around anymore. And I just want the stories of my father, Johnny's father, our mothers, and the history, the rich history that we have in Northeast Portland. I don't want 50 years from now for us to be erased, because that's what I keep saying. Our history is being erased. There are whole streets where the streets and the landmarks that my parents know do not even exist anymore, where my parents met and fell in love don't even exist anymore.
Do you want white people to stop moving there?
That's an interesting question. There's a selfish part of me that says yes. I do. But and realizing that when we were growing up, there were white people around. It's not like North and Northeast Portland was exclusively black. There were always white people around. It's just that that was our safety place. You know, historically, there were many places in Portland that black people could not live at all. So, no, I can't. Selfish part of me says, yes, I want everybody to stop moving there so some of us black folks can come back and get, you know, get some houses back. But more than that, I think that I want just for people, the white people that are coming in, to understand what our history was in the community and that we have a place. And, you know, where they live now is because of what we've done and what my parents done.
Terry, forgive me if I'm putting you on the spot, but if you're honest with yourself, can you just say, is that in part why you're leaving? Because you came to believe that you are part of the problem.
Not at all. No, I continue to want to attend these restorative listening meetings because I have benefited so much. Oh, it almost brings tears to my eyes thinking about John and Lisa's stories. A little bit I know. There's so much more for me to understand. I didn't know what I didn't know. And this project, in my view, is just scratching the surface. There is so much more on a feeling level that where we can connect. I want to facilitate, in particular, white people coming together and sharing where it's safe for us, whatever we think and feel about people who are different than us.
Judith, can I
and
ask you
that? Healing from that.
Okay, yes. Judith, I'm sorry. Just at the end of the day, though, what do you say to those who say, look, it's not about feelings, it's about policy. It's about social policy that makes it easier for some people and harder for others.
Like
it's about, you know, headwinds for some people and tailwinds for other people. And that if those headwinds and tailwinds are equalized, then that really is restorative.
Well, of course it is. And like everything, it's holistic. Everything is connected to everything else. The reason the policies aren't what they need to be is we don't have the political will in the majority white paradigm to make them so. What I believe is if we actually get it, if we're actually willing to look at it, that we will become passionate about creating that equality. There is nothing like sitting in a room with someone like Lisa Manning and hearing her experience. You walk out changed, and you walk out feeling like it's no longer this abstraction of some black community. It is people valuing each other and starting to figure it out, and we can do that.
John, final thought from you. How will you know if this project, this program, is a success?
Great question. I know it's a success right now. As I am in what I would consider diverse company, men and women of different colors. And I mentioned to you before, Michelle, that the connection has already been made between myself and Terry. And if it were left up to us, perhaps that connection through our own means, whatever those means are on a daily basis, would not have happened other than for this restorative listening project. When I look across at him and see him almost but not quite beginning to have a blur in his eyes from perhaps a tear as I have in mine from listening to his heart and saying that he has been changed by these stories, it tells me that we're already successful.
John Kanda and Judith Mowry are organizers of the Portland Restorative Listening Project. It's a program they started in Portland, Oregon, to help neighbors understand each other's feelings around gentrification. Terry Masters and Lisa Manning have participated in the Portland Restorative Listening Project. They were all at Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland, Oregon. And I thank you all so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.